Dios me bendiga.
Peace be with you, sisters and brothers. Thanks be to God.
这个超乎我预料之外。想说今天 Labor Day Long Weekend 不是 Labor Day，这 Memorial Day，可能很多人不在。
I thought today is Memorial Day weekend, and a lot of people are probably on vacation, traveling. But this is more than I had expected.
所以，很高兴见到大家，好不好？我们也彼此握手，跟大家问候。
I'm happy to see you all, and we greet each other.
我们再一起祷告。
Let us pray again.
父神将这段时间恭敬交托。
Dear Heavenly Father, we place the following time in your mighty hands.
主啊，我们必须承认我们所理解的有限。
Lord, we must confess that what we know is rather limited.
我们能传讲的有限。
What I can preach is very limited.
求主圣灵带领我们进入这些真理。
We ask that the Holy Spirit lead us into the truth right now.
帮助我们。
Help us.
保守我们。
And guard us.
让我们也能够在你里面合而为一。
So that we can also be in unity in you.
祷告交托奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
这合而为一，是在教会，也是在家里，是在工作单位，各个团体里头，一个非常大的一个挑战。
Unity is a big challenge in the church, in the family, at the workplace, any group.
在家庭里面要建造，要成长，必须要先合而为一。
To build on the family, there has to be a unity.
教会里头要建造，要成长，也必须先合而为一。
To build up a church, there has to be a unity also.
我相信你就若是在公司里人数有很多，或者是你在发展事业，你手下的人很多，在整个国家也好，在建造成长都要先有合而为一。
I'm sure you all know this. In a company, a family, a country, if you want to build up any of these, the first thing is to have unity.
合一或者是我们中国人话说这个万家和万事兴。
So in Chinese, we have an old saying that if there's harmony in a household, then everything thrives.
这是非常有道理的。
And this is quite true.
所以我们看到耶稣基督当他钉十字架以前的分离祷告，在那么短短的时间之内，到底要祷告什么
？So, in a short time right before Jesus was crucified, he was praying. And what exactly was he praying for?
我们发现他特别就是为这件事情，神的儿女，也就是教会能够合而为一来代求。
And that was particularly enlightening that he was praying for the unity of his children.
假如我们可以看到约翰十七章的地方，那里就有几次提到这样的事情。
If you read John 17, you can see that several times Jesus mentioned the issue of unity.
然后十一节的地方，他告诉我们说：“圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名，保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。”
In verse 11, we read, "Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name."
在二十节的地方，他又说：“我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一。”
So, continue on verse 11. The name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. And in verse 20, we read, "My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message."
那在二十二节又讲到，你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，向他们合，使他们合而为一，向我们合而为一。
In verse 22, once again, we read, "I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one, as we are one."
那二十三节又再一次讲到，我在他里面我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全合而为一。
And we continue in verse 23, "I in them and you in me, may they be brought to complete unity."
我想到在教会也好，家庭也好，我们到底是怎么维系成长的
？So, whether it's family or church, how do we keep the family and the church together and grow.
当保罗教导这以弗所的信徒的时候，他不是一开始讲到建造的问题。
When Paul was teaching the Ephesians, the first thing of his concern was not the building of the church.
而是教导他们要先在主里头合而为一。
But to be in unity first.
合一有一个一致的一个意思在。
And there is a sense of in unity. There is a sense of consistency.
在行动上，在信仰上，在生活上，我们能够一致。
In action, in faith, and in life, we have to have some kind of unison.
假如你家里人数少的时候，你还可能还不会特别觉得这一致的重要性。
If the number of people in your family is not large, then it's not that hard. You may not feel that it's difficult to have all these things.Inconsistency or unison.
但是人多的时候话就多，问题就多。
But when you have more people, then you have more problems. You have more voices.
就像我们家一样。
Just like my house.
你就发现这一致的一个操练是非常的重要。
And you can see that, it takes a lot of effort to achieve that.
太多时候我们强调在个人化的一个民主或自由。这会带来更多的问题。
A lot of times we put a lot of emphasis on individualistic so-called democracy or freedom, which brought forth many more problems.
我相信只有在真理的引导底下，我们才有可能真正的民主和自由。
I believe that we can only achieve the real democracy and freedom under truth.
我们今天从三方面来思考这个信息。
And we are going to examine this in three aspects today.
我们要注意到我们这个整个身体，教会这个身体。
We should pay attention. We should note that the church is like a body.
那我们要分辨我们所信的这真神。
And we must make discernment on the true God.That we believe in.
最后我们要注意守住我们的一个防线。
And at the end, we should also defend a line, the last line.
首先我们看到这经文里头，以弗所书四章四节那边告诉我们，身体只有一个。
So in Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 4, we have read that there is only one body.
换句话说，我们的身体。不能够分裂。
And in other words, our body cannot be broken apart.
那我们在同一个身体里，基督是头，我们信徒都是互为肢体。
In the same body, Jesus Christ is the head, and we believers are part of the body.
只有当头跟肢体紧密的连接在一起，这才会是一个完美。
The body is well and perfect only when the head and the parts are.Well connected.
在四川的地震当中，我们看到许多还有在抢救的。
And we know that there are still a lot of work, to be done to after the big earthquake.
真是求神怜悯，我们看到很多奇迹式的还存活。
And miraculously, with the mercy of God, many survived.
我们拿一个做一个比喻，假如在抢救救灾的人当中，他发现有人。
Just as an analogy, if any of the relief workers found someone is still alive,
他们拼命的去挖，拼命去抢救。
They would do everything they could to dig.
看到一个身体，那慢慢把它拉出来。
And they would pull the body out with all care and caution.
你都发现它没有头。
And they found out that this body has no head.
我相信人不会因为这样感到高兴。
I'm sure those people will be really sad.
因为是一个死的。
Because it's dead.
可是我们看见许多人，他挖出来，他有头，可是没有身体。
On the other hand, if they dig out someone that with a head but no body parts,
可能是残的。
And maybe just some parts.
那是残废的、残疾的，可是这还有救。
But it can still be saved.
然后我们加以治疗复健，那它还是可以发挥功能。
with remedies and rehabs that life can still be saved.
我们看到家庭也好，教会也是如此。
And we see that in the family and the church, it's the same truth.
那我们不能够没有一个头。
We cannot function without the head.
在教会里头，我们要高举耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
We must lift up Jesus Christ high, and the cross that he was crucified on.
另外，我们的身体需要连接在一起。
And also, the body parts must be connected.
哪怕我们中间有软弱、有受伤的
，Even if some parts are weak or have been hurt.
只要我们合而为一，我们加以治疗、复健。
If we are in unity and with some remedy and rehab,
我们仍然可以配搭在一起来工作。
We can still work together.And make the church grow.
我们仍然可以成为一个荣耀的身体。
We can still be a body of glory.
身体是一个。
Body, there is one body.
象征一件事情，就是我们的行动要一致。
Therefore, our actions must be compatible and must be consistent.
我们一起来参加不同的聚会。
We come together for different fellowship.
而一起过一个同甘共苦的日子。
And we live together.We get our lives connected.
我们一起发挥这团队合作的精神。
And we share the burden, and we help each other.
小组呢，特别在小组里，我们可以保持一个经常往来的联系。
And we can stay connected and close together through the small groups.
然后我们一起抵挡这魔鬼撒旦的攻击。
And we can resist the attacks by Satan.
我发现在一个团体里头能够生存下来，是我们有这样一种一起的行动。
And if we can survive, that is because we are together. We work together.
那我们能够成功，是因为有这样一个一起的行动。
If we can accomplish whatever we wanted to do, and that is because we are together.
这好像一个球队一样。
It's just like a sports team.
那当我们连接在一起，团队在一起的时候，我们才能够。真正的打赢一场属灵的战。
When we are together, when we work together, then we can win the game.
在这个团体里头，每一个人都重要，每一个人都要投入。
In a team, everyone is important, and everyone needs to be fully engaged.
当然，我们要注意到教会也有可能会分裂。
And of course, sometimes the church can be broken apart.
那分裂总是会有一些的征兆。
And there would be some signs.
比方说有一些是不关我事的一种心态。
There'll be some signs before the breaking, there may be some attitude that I have nothing to do with it.
比方说我没有兴趣的这种反应。
Or not interested.
有时候好像是小我优先的一个次序。
Or set the priority on ourselves.
我们高举这个人权的一个心理。
And we.May have the mentality of all these human rights issues.
或者是唯我独尊的一种优越感。
And or a superiority complex.
有时候是让好戏上演在等待。
Or just some kind of complacency that waiting for something to happen.
有时候是那种可有可无的在观望。
Or don't care.
当我们发现在教会里头的圣工没有人在分担。
When we find out that work and the tasks in the church are not taken up by anyone,
那甚至聚会没有人在参加
or the fellowship are not attended by
people, 家事没有人过问
or the household matters are not attended to,
在真理上没有人在固守
and nobody cares about the truth,
有争执的时候没有人要让步
and when there are conflicts,No one would take a step back.
有一个破口的时候，没有人要去堵住。
And when there is a broken hole, no one would step forward to conceal it.
整个兴衰，没有人在注意。
And whether the church is thriving or falling apart, nobody pays attention.
我们要小心，那就是前兆。
We must be careful. Then those are the signs of the church breaking apart.
那昨天在新闻里头，我看到一个哥伦比亚那边还在也有地震。
And last night in the news, I saw that there was an earthquake in Colombia also.
我就瞥到一个画面而已。
So I just saw one of the frames.
那画面就是一个建筑，一个高高的建筑，那墙壁已经裂开来。
And I saw a tall building cracked.
我相信，当出现一个裂痕，不再去修补的时候，它迟早要倒下来。
And I'm sure this building will fall apart if that crack is not sealed soon or taken care of.
然后我们也看到一些的前兆或是现象没有去处理的话，教会就会分裂，家庭就会分裂。
If we see the signs and yet we do not take care of those issues, then the church will break apart and the family will break apart.
前几天我们家孩子中间又有这个所谓的争闹问题。
So a few days ago, in my house, in my family, there were conflicts among the children again.
以前信息里头曾经提到，我怎么去处理这个问题？
So in the message, in my message before, I had mentioned how I would deal with these conflicts.
我们想到说，他们自己去想，我让他们自己想，告诉我你们怎么处理。
So I tried to let them think about how they would want their conflicts be resolved.
当时候他们想出来的方法就是指责对方，我知道是他的错。
So at first they were always accusing each other. I know it's his fault.
但这件事情就这过了，后来就过了。<coughs> So
then those things were blown over.
再发生一次的时候，
So when it happened again,
我把孩子都叫在一起。
So I brought all the children together.
因为这不是第一次的。
But that was not the first time.
一次一次一次是到底要怎么处理？
So over and over again, how do we resolve these conflicts?
有时候可能是罚跪。
Sometimes I would punish them and make them kneel down, drop on their knees.
那有的时候可能就是打屁股。
And sometimes I would spank them.
那这是最简单的方式。
And those are the easiest ways.
但是我在那边拿着棍子走来走去，想了很久，到底要做什么？
But with a stick in my hand, I was walking around the house, and I was thinking, what was I to do?
因为打了之后不一定会有用。
For those punishment may not work.
那我就告诉他们，你们想到什么方法，更好的方法怎么做？
So I asked them, what do you think is a better way to do it?
我说你们都是我生的孩子。
You are all my children.
我们每天就这样吵，我们不是生你，生下你们来吵架。
I did not bring you, I did not have you to have conflicts.
不是生下你们五个来打，互相打来打去。
Your parents did not bring you up to fight against each other.
我在想的时候，我心里在祷告主，我应该做什么？我怎么做？
So I was praying, as I was saying, talking to them. I was praying to the Lord, what should I? Tell me what to do.
我说这个底线啊，我们这家庭的底线就是我们是一个 unity， 我们是一个一体的。
So the bottom line is the family is one body.
你们不可能不能够分裂。
You cannot be separated.
也许你们觉得过去打，有的时候我管教他们的时候，他们觉得痛。
And sometimes when I punish them physically, they feel pain.
然后我说，你知道谁最痛吗？
And I said to them, do you know who felt the hurt most?
在那时候，我想到是耶稣基督。
I thought that it was Jesus Christ.
我说好，我们今天做一件事情，我们必须要处理这个问题。
So I said, we must do one thing today. We must deal with this problem.
那我不希望这样的纷争继续在我们家里面。
I do not want this conflict to continue in my household.
已经10点多了，我们必须解决掉这个问题。
It's almost 10 p.m. We must resolve this.
我说好，你们现在拿棍子，换你们打我。
So now I give you the stick. You can hit me.
那我就趴在那里，我说你们从大的开始拿棍子，一个一个来打。
So I fell down, face down, and I said, starting from the oldest one, one by one, you can hit me.
呀，我说我们心里头会有生气、有愤怒、有不平等等的情绪。
Of course, we have anger, we have resentment in our heart.
那这都不是发泄在别人身上。
But these are not something that you can take out on others.
我说神。 耶稣基督为我们付的是代价。
So, I said Jesus Christ had paid the price for us.
我说最痛的是耶稣基督。
The one that felt hurt most is Jesus Christ.
我跟老大说，老大，你先拿起棍子来。
So I told the oldest one that, you pick up a stick first.
说你的弟弟都学你。
Because your brothers, your younger brothers, all look up to you.
打完了，
him.
事情就过了。
And
打完了，你们就去睡觉了。
So hit me after that, then you can go to sleep.
我说，让这事情到这里，打完了之后，我说，就像耶稣说，钉在十字架上 ，It is finished.
So just like Jesus Christ said, after he was crucified, he said, "It is finished."
老大说他打不下去。
So the oldest one said he cannot do it.
另外还有两个比较小不懂事，他说为什么打
？So the other two, that way, younger, that said, "Why not? Go ahead."
我说你们要处理掉这个问题，没有处理掉，你们不能睡觉。
So I said to them, you must deal with this issue because.Otherwise, you could not go to sleep.
老大鼓起勇气来，打下，走了。好，我打，就一轻轻点一下，走。
So Nathan picked up a stick and he just touched me lightly.
老二接着也是点一下就走。
So the second one did the same thing.
老三也是。
And the third one.
弄完了之后。
So after that.
老三。睡觉前他写了那个，他不会英文，不会拼啊，不会拼音。但是我大概我看了很久，我在想他留给我一个纸条。
So, third son let me a little note.
我看了很久，我终于，可能应该是没有错。我没错的话，他写 God hit me.
So he didn't really know how to spell many words.And I had a hard time understanding what he wrote. But then, possibly, if I got it right, he said, God hit me.
第二天
On the second day,
他们还在讨论这个事情
So they were still talking about this.
他们跟妈妈说
They told mom,
我不知道为什么，我只有轻轻打一下，爸爸在哭，要哭得那么。就在那边一直哭。
I don't know why dad cried so hard, and I didn't really hurt him so much.
弟兄姊妹
，sisters and brothers，
身体不能够分裂。
Body cannot be broken apart.
也许我们不能够明白我们在做什么。
Maybe we do not understand what.We are doing.
是，当我们还做罪人的时候，耶稣基督就为我们罪而死。
But you know, as we were still sinners, Jesus Christ had already died for us.
我们应该注意我们教，我们的家庭也好，教会也好，有没有一种这种破裂的前兆
？We must pay attention. We must be observant and watchful for those signs of breaking apart.
耶稣基督。他钉在十字架上，就是让我们跟神的关系来复合。
The reason Jesus was crucified was so that we can be in unity in God.
圣经告诉我们是两下，让两下合为一体。
So, Bible taught us that so that two can be in unity.
是信主跟那个所谓的外邦人能够合而为一，成为一体。
So that the believers and non-believers can be together.
这是神的心意。
And that's what God wanted us to do.
第二个，我们在思考另外一个问题。
And the second thing, second aspect of this,
是我们要分辨我们所信的真神。
Is that we must know well the true God that we believe in.
我们所谓的三位一体的神是不能够分离的。
This is aGod of Trinity, and they cannot be separated.
当我们在跟会众交谈的时候，常常有时候人会提到一个问题。
When we talk to the congregants, we often are faced with a question.
有些人宗教跟我们一样，他们也相信独一真神。
And some, they said, some religions are similar to ours, and they also believe in one God.
或者是每隔一段时间，有人会问说，在某一个地方，我碰到某一个人，或者有人来上门来找我说，要跟我们查经学习。
And sometimes some people would knock at our doors and said they would want to have Bible study with us.
然后他们也是信耶稣的，跟我们一样。
They also believe in Jesus, just like us.
所以可以跟他们查经吗？
But shall we have the Bible study with them?
弟兄姊妹，我们要小心。
We must be careful, sisters and brothers.
在合一的里面关系底下，我们要分辨什么是真的神。
Within unity, we need all these caring, signs. But we must pay attention to what really is the true God.
你的真神呢？或者是说跟我们一样，这些都是一个非常笼统的一个的用词。
The terminologies that people use.Can be rather vague.
当我们说真神的时候，我们所指的是三一的神。
When we talk about our true God, it is the God of Trinity.
我们说这圣父他是神，耶稣也是神，圣子是神，圣灵也是神。
It's Holy Father, Holy Son, and Holy Spirit.
这是有三个位格，可是他们三个都是神，同一位神。
It's three persons, but they are one God.
在他的特性底下，他们是同等的。
So in all their attributes, they are equal.
他们是同样尊荣的。
They have the same glory. They are equally glory.
没有说是谁大谁小。
And it's not who is of higher authority or lower authority.
在这神的这个真神的特性底下，它是有这个先存性，是自由的。
And it's self-existence. It's self-existing.
那是拥有的。
And it's eternal.
这是永恒性的。
And it's so-called eternity.
而是有公义、有圣洁、有慈爱。
And it's righteous, it's holy, and it's merciful.
等等这些的特性。
And all those attributes.
那我们说这是三一的神。
We say this is God of Trinity.
那我们关于三位一体的神，是一个圣经所启示给我们的真理。
And this had been revealed.Throughout the Bible,
而不是我想要怎么样去制造这位神，把它看成是怎么样一位神。
It's not that I created this or I want to call it a Trinity.
在圣经里有很多讲到这三位一体神的这个经文。
And there are many references to this Trinity in Bible.
换句话说，是一个复数的一个名词。
And this is a plural.
比方说创世纪里头讲到神在创造的时候，一开始就看到我们说神的灵运行在水面上。
And so in Genesis, in the beginning, we already see that we read the Spirit of God. So there is a Spirit of God.
他创造人的时候，他说我们要按着我们的样式。
So as men were being created, it says we let us.
在出埃及记也好，诗篇也好，箴言也好，在约翰福音也好，我都有写在这个，把这个 reference 写在你的在周报的背面，我们可以参考。
And other places like Exodus, Psalm, Genesis, Exodus, Psalm, and Proverbs, and the Gospel according to John.
Yeah, 甚至我们刚所看，我们刚提到的这约翰福音十七章，在那分离的祷告当中。
Even in chapter 17.The gospel that we read earlier,
我们都可以看到这三位是在一起。
We can see that three were together.
在过去有教会历史以来，撒旦常常利用三位一体的这真理来分裂教会。
In the past, in church history, we see that there had been many heresies, many attacks against this faith of Trinity.
也是因为这样子，在教会的历史当中。
And exactly, because of this.So in the church history,
慢慢我们归纳出一个所谓的信经。
There is a
使徒的信经。
Apostles' Creed.
那这都是要抵挡一个所谓的这个当时有的这种异教的一种说异端的一个说法。
That was actually established so that we can stand firm against those heresies.
在这所谓的使徒信经里头，它有三个部分。
So there are three parts.Of these apostles' creed.
第一部分是讲到有关神的事情。
The first part was about God.
第二部分讲到有关耶稣的事情。
And then about Jesus Christ.
第三部分是讲到有关于这个圣灵的事情。
And Holy Spirit.
当然，这也提到了我们生活的信，圣徒生活的这问题。
And of course, it also mentioned, the lifestyle of saints.
所以，当我们说我信，你有人告诉你我也信这个神的时候，你要知道他所信的到底是什么内容。
So when people say to you that I also believe, I believe in such and such, you must make good discernment what they believe in.
这种的事情分裂，用这个三位一体的这真理来分裂教会的事情，到现在还是有，常常有。
So we can see even till today there are still these heresies.
这表面上呢，撒旦是很合一的，他说我可以接受你的神，但是你也要接受我的神。
On the surface, those heresies or the satans are very agreeable. They are very compatible. They say we can accept your faith, we can accept your God, and you should also accept ours.
否则的话，他就控诉你心胸狭窄啦，没有包容性啦，等等。
Otherwise, they would accuse you of being exclusive and too narrow-minded.
当教会有人去认同的时候，你发现教会从这开始就分裂了。
So when some members of the church start to accept those kind of heresies, then that's the beginning.Of breaking the church apart.
So we must be mindful.
What kind of God they were talking about.
那最后讲到我们要守住最后的一个防线。
So the third part of this is that we must defend our last line.
也就是说，基要的真理我们是不能够分歧的。
We must make no compromise for the basic doctrines.
我们发现所有分裂的事情，包括婚姻也好等等，都是因为抓住次要的，把它当成基要的。
All the problems that break us apart, whether it's marriage, the family, or the church, is because we set the wrong priority. We pay attention to the secondary issues.
当我们把次要的东西当作基要的。我们持守这样的坚持这样的事情的时候，就造成一个分裂。
When we set the priority wrong, then that will set us apart.
啊，次要的事情就好像我们对事情的看法啦、做法啦。
Secondary issues are our own viewpoints, the way that we do things.
啊，人的个性呢、喜好啊。
Our personality or our preferences.
啊，等等这些次要。
Those are all secondary.
啊，这婚姻来说的既要重要的就是说一体，两人成为一体。
But for example, in the marriage, the most important thing is two in one body.
到现在，常常我都会听到有人说他想离婚。
And I still hear people say he or she wants to have a divorce.
那在交通当中，我发现一个问题是，他们没有所谓的根基，就基要的东西。
In communicating with those people, I found that they do not have this foundation.
那基要是那个我们最后一道防线。
The foundation is our last line, our bottom line.
没有错，成为一体很不容易的一件事情。
Yes, it is not easy to be in one body.
可是不管再苦，不管再难，我们也要守住，要靠主来得胜。
But no matter how hard it is, how difficult it is, we with the with our Lord Almighty.We must defend that line.
这教会基要的事情有至少有三部分。
There are three basic doctrines.
一个是有关神的事情。
And one is about God.
然后告诉我们只有一信。
And there's only one faith.
我们信这三位一体的神。
We believe in the God of Trinity.
那我们也相信他的话语。
We also believe in His Word.
那这圣经成为我们一个生活最高的一个指导原则。
So Bible is our utmost, the ultimate guide of our life.
那基督，教会的基要真理第二点是有关于基督的事情。
The second, basic doctrine is about Jesus Christ.
那我们是在耶稣基督里面成为一个新造的人。
So, through Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ, we became a new person.
是在耶稣基督里面跟耶稣一样，我们成为神的后嗣。
So, it was through Jesus Christ we have become, heirs of God.
我们在耶稣基督里一样，我们跟神成为一个一体。
So we reconcile with God.
我们同盟一个应许。
So we receive the same.
我们同得一个基业。
And we receive the same foundation.
基要的真理。
And the third thing is about redemption.
而圣经告诉我们是一个透过一洗,
and it's through one baptism.
提多书的三章那个地方告诉我们是借着重生的洗，还有圣灵的更新。
And as we read in Titus 3:5, it's through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit.
是这个圣灵使我们在基要的真理上同归于一。
And it was the Holy Spirit that bring us in unity.
这圣灵也成为我们的一个印记。
So the Holy Spirit also becomes a sign for us.
圣经告诉我们是凭着这个圣灵的印记来等候救赎的日子来到。
And it's through this sign that we can wait for the eternal redemption.
那这是我们教会基要的事情，基要的真理。
This is the foundation of church.
那次要的事情好像行政方面的事情。
The secondary things are like administration issues.
那么好像这个我们的地毯到底要换成什么样的颜色？
Like what color of carpet that we should choose.
那主日崇拜的时候，诗歌我们要唱这个圣诗的，还是唱现代诗歌？
And like in the inspiration, should we sing the contemporary songs or the classical ones?
那弟兄姊妹，那一些是次要的事情。
Those are secondary.
基要的事情我们要守住，不能够让。
We must defend the bottom line. We must take hold of the most important things, the most fundamental doctrines.
这次要的事情我们要放手，不要抓住。
We must let go of those secondary.
这样我们才有可能达到合而为一。
So that we can work in unity.
加州教会一个信仰的告白，他这么说。
So in one of the Californian churches, we heard their mission statement.
在一个基本教义上，也就是根据以弗所书4章4到6节这边他说的呢，在基本教义上我们合一。
It says on the fundamental of the doctrines, we are in unity.
在非基本的事情上，人有选择看法的自由。
In all other things, all men have the freedom of choice.
但在一切的事情上，我们以恩慈来相待。
But in all things, we treat each other with gentleness and graciousness.
那我很同意这样一个简单的告白。
I think this is a very good mission statement.
我相信我们是要将我们的精力、我们的时间、我们的金钱放在一个建造身体上面。
We must put our energy, our time, and our effort, and our money in building up the church.
我们要保守教会在神里头合而为一，而不是造成分裂。
We need to keep the church together so that we will be in unity in God instead of being separated.
那在这当中，我们也看到在教会的四周围，常常也有所谓在基要真理分歧的这一端。
And we can see that even around the church, among the churches, we also see that there are different opinions of what are called the fundamental doctrines.
那这些我们都要小心的。
And we must be mindful about.
他们都是基本上是在神观、耶稣观跟圣灵这方面出了问题。
Most of those problems occur in an issue related to Trinity.
那耶和华见证人。
Jehovah's Witness.
摩门教。
Or Mormons.
那基督教科学会。
And Christian scientists.
当有这些人要来跟你拜访你，要跟你查经的时候。
When people of those kind of faiths come knocking at your door.
我们要很小心。
You must be careful.
你只要善意回绝他，谢谢他就可以。
It just kindly turn them away.
CHO 这个姓， 在韩国里非常普遍。
The last name CHO is also very common among Koreans.
因为我这 CHO， 所以很多韩国人都打电话来找我。
So a lot of times Koreans will call me.
那甚至有要来跟我传福音的。
And some of them want to preach gospel to me.
跟我一起查经的。
And want to study Bible with me.
我就很简单告诉他，谢谢，我已经是基督徒了。
So I would tell them simply that, thank you, I'm a Christian.
在这当中，我们要运用我们的理性，这就是我们运用理性的时候。
So this is time that you can exercise your rationale.
我们必须用理性来分辨。
We must make good discernment.
用理性来做一个最后的防线。
And we must defend our bottom line.
最后我们看到，
So at the end we see,
在结论上来讲， 在圣经里头告诉我们，就是我们要在七个一的地方来合一。
In conclusion, I want to remind you that there are seven ones.
那我们不用说面面俱到，我们只要七面俱到就已经是真正的合一了。
And we must have all those seven ones so that we can be in unity.
哦，是同一个身体。
One body.
同一个圣灵。
One spirit.
同一个指望。
One hope.
我们一主。
One Lord.
一信。
One faith.
一喜。
One baptism.
一神。
And one God.
我相信这合一不是一个理念。
I'm sure.Unity is not a concept.
那是一个实际行动的表现。
Rather, it is manifestation of your action.
什么样实际行动表现
？But what are the actions that we must do?
就放下自我的一个行动表现。
We must set aside. We must be willing to set aside our own selves.
在十月底的时候，我们教会召开了一个年度大会。
At the end of April, we had a congregational meeting.
年度大会的时候，我们给弟兄姊妹有机会，我们大家一起讨论有关教会的事、家里面的事。
We solicited inputs, comments from all sisters and brothers about various issues of the church.
那这不是我们讨论完了之后随便讲讲就算了。
So this is not done casually.
所以我们拿回来在执事会里面，我们很小心的来看这些事情。
So at the deacon board, at meetings of the deacon board, we discussed this very seriously.
那在昨天，这个昨天有一个执事会。
So yesterday we had a deacon board meeting.
我们每一个 deacon 的时候，我可以跟你们讲，真的都是用最大的爱心来说最诚实的话。
So I could tell you that each and every one of the deacons spoke out with all their heart.With love and pour out their heart.
那我们真的是为了希望教会能够更好，我们在那个地方花心思。
It's only because we wanted this church to be better, and we want to do more. We want this church to grow, so we spend all the time to discuss this.
当这讨论开始的时候
，So in the beginning of discussion,
越来越热的时候
，As the discussion got heated,
你再来这呢？就会有冒烟的时候。
And we saw the smoke coming out of each one's head.
在这个事情完了之后，我就后悔
了。So at the end, I regret it.
我说非常讽刺的一件事情。
I said, it is rather ironical.
明天教会，明天讲到我们信息讲的是教会合一。
Tomorrow, I'm going to give a sermon about unity.
那在这里做什么呢
？So what we're doing here?
我想为了一个教会，真的是为了教会能更好的缘故。
But we were trying to make this church better.
我们是应该来讨论这些事情。
We should, in order to make the church better, we need to address all those issues.
我们是贡献我们自己所能。
We should offer our whatever we could do.
但是在那当中，不是看自己比别人强。
But we should not think that we are better than others.
我宁可放下自己。
I rather set aside myself.
弟兄姊妹
，sisters and brothers，
教会是耶稣用重价买赎回来。
Church is a body redeemed with a heavy price of Christ.
我们的教会不是一个最完美的教会，我已经说过了。
I've already told you that our church is not the perfect church. It's not perfect.
但是我们愿意按着神的心意来建造。
But we must build up this church in accordance with God's will.
求神来帮助我们。
May God help us.
弟兄姊妹，我们也需要彼此的合一。
Sisters and brothers, we can also work in unity.
我不晓得怎么样跟人家表达这件合一的事情。
I don't know how to tell you, how to show you what we could do.
求圣灵来帮助我们。
But may the Holy Spirit help us.
巴不得我们在这样一个彼此相爱的关系底下，合而为一建造底下。教会能彰显神的荣耀。
How I long for that this church can manifest God's glory through our unity, through our working together to build it up.
盼望在你的家里也是一样。
And I hope that this is also true in your family.
我们不是只有做一个贡献意见的人。
We should not be just one that open our mouth and offer our opinions.
啊，巴不得我们每一个人有更多人愿意做那和平之子。
I wish that everyone is willing to be a son of peace.
求神在我们当中得一切的荣耀。
May God receive all the glory.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们再次来到你面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you again.
我们真求主耶稣基督宝血来洁净。
We ask that the Holy Spirit will cleanse us once again.
你涂抹我们的过犯。
You cover our sins.
你帮助我们能够在耶稣基督里，在圣灵里合而为一。
You help us so that we can be in unity, in one spirit, and through Christ Jesus.
是的，主若为耶和华建造房屋，建造人就枉然劳力。
Yes, if it was not the Lord that built the house, the laborers would be in vain.
求你来帮助我们建造这个教会。
May you please help us to build up this church.
来帮助我们每一个人建造家庭。
Help us to build up our family.
在我们的生活上来荣耀你。
In our lives, we can glorify you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝
名。In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.